Motive for this convention is spelled out in our theme text. Brother Sowers will give a full hour's discourse on it this evening. But it has to do with Jeremiah 20 and 9. His word was in mine heart as a burning fire shut up in my bones, and I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. We pray all of us here will get some real burning of desire and burning of heart from this convention. It will be a real way station for an infilling and a boost on the way to our heavenly Canaan. Then we've got some do's and don'ts. The do's and don'ts are in the 12th chapter of Romans, starting with the 9th verse. Let love be without dissimulation. Abhor that which is evil. Cleave to that which is good. Be kindly affectioned one to another with brotherly love, in honor preferring one another. Not slothful in business, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continuing instant in prayer. Distributing to the necessity of saints, given to hospitality. Bless them which persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice that do rejoice, and weep with weep. Be of the same mind, one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. Therefore, if thine enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirst, give him drink. For in so doing thou shalt heap coals of fire on his head. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And one more is in 1 Thessalonians, 5th chapter. We like to read these because it sets a tone for our convention. We hope that this is like a classroom, and we can be practicing right here in our, because these are the admonitions we want to remember. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. This is 1 Thessalonians 5, 14 through 25. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesyings. Prove all things, hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. Brethren, pray for us. We are looking forward to a rich blessing here at the convention. We've got brethren that are sound in the faith. And equally as important, they have demonstrated the spirit of the harvest message, the spirit of the truth. And to us, this is a very, very critical thing. We not only know what the truth is, but demonstrate it in our daily lives. Give it two hands to work with and two feet to walk on, and try to influence as many as we can and to give a witness to the law with whom we come in contact. So it's a real pleasure. It's a real pleasure to welcome you here. We'll open Brother Jesuit's discourse with hymn number 130. We'll stand on the last verse and ask Brother David to open this service with a prayer.
All hindrance to thy love. Father, we humbly thank Thee again for the privileges, hours of meeting together with those of like precious faith. For indeed our prayer did go to Thee that we may have this opportunity to assemble here with those of like manner faith. We ask Thy blessing upon this whole convention at this time as we open, that we may praise Thy name and may assimilate the thought that Thou hast in store for us through Thy servants. We ask that our hearts and our minds would be prepared for this, that we may be able to see more of Thy light and Thy truth, especially as it applies to us down here at the end of the time. Bless not only our gatherings here, but the conventions and meetings held in like manner wherever they are throughout this country and in foreign lands, and especially with those that are alone and going through afflictions and sorrows. Give them the strength necessary to endure to the end. Help us to build up ourselves in the most holy faith by our thoughts and our meditations and our meetings together with one another, and to be rightly exercised through all of our experiences, whatever they may be, sweet or sad. Now we wait upon Thee and ask Thy blessing to lie upon Brother Jesuit as he's to open the book to us. Guide him and direct him, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.